You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart delivered his State of the City address on Tuesday night, highlighting accomplishments from his first year in office. Mayor Reinhart told residents this past year was the first since 2014 that the city did not have a year-over-year property tax increase. Property taxes did increase by nearly 2%, but were not passed on to homeowners because of new economic growth in the city. He also shared plans for new housing projects in pursuit of the city's long-term goal to have enough housing for 90,000 residents by 2030. A Minnesota man is facing felony drug charges after a routine traffic stop in Sawyer County. According to law enforcement authorities, 38-year-old Ryan Swanson of Rogers, Minnesota, was pulled over near Stone Lake for having an expired registration. The officer who conducted the traffic stop said they then noticed drug paraphernalia. While conducting a search of the vehicle, the officer allegedly discovered methamphetamine and fentanyl hidden in various containers. Swanson was later charged with possession with intent to deliver. Days after President Donald Trump officially endorsed Judge Brad Schimmel in the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court election, former President Barack Obama has put his support behind Judge Susan Crawford. With less than a week to go until the election, both candidates are sprinting through last-minute campaign efforts. While the race is technically nonpartisan, it has received national attention with continued liberal or restored conservative control of the state's highest court on the line. Residents still have time to cast their ballots early. Two Rice Lake residents were charged with criminal damage to property and battery last week. According to court documents, 29-year-old Brennan Foster and 34-year-old Tabitha Cody were arrested earlier this month after accusing the victim of stealing a phone and a makeup bag from them while the victim was repairing a vehicle. Cody is accused of hitting the victim with a small hammer and destroying the window of the vehicle. She also allegedly swung the hammer at the victim's dog. Both are facing up to 3.5 years in prison. As the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court race receives national attention amid tens of millions of dollars in spending, the race for state superintendent has also become the most expensive in the position's history. The previous spending record was set at about $3 million in 2021, and so far the candidates and outside groups have invested over $3.5 million in the race with just a few days to go. Incumbent Dr. Jill Underley has raised over $1 million, with her conservative-backed challenger Brittany Kinzer bringing in over $2 million. The American Red Cross is calling on Wisconsin residents to step up and donate blood as the state sees a shortage in supply. Red Cross officials say they've desperately needed additional donations for a long time as the demand for blood outpaces the current supply. People with an O-negative blood type specifically would make the best donors because of its compatibility with the other blood types, but officials say anyone with any blood type can make a huge difference. The Red Cross is also conducting diabetes screenings with donations. The Barron County teenager, accused of setting multiple area mailboxes on fire, has entered a not guilty plea to the charges. The 17-year-old Webster teen was arrested on December 26th and charged with 9 felonies and 10 misdemeanors in Barron County Circuit Court. One of those felonies was for possession of explosives for unlawful purposes, which could land him in prison for up to 12.5 years. A 15-year-old Minnesota teen was also referred to Barron County Health and Human Services for charges of party to the crime of arson. With the Line 5 pipeline project across northern Wisconsin expected to receive quick federal approvals, local tribal agencies have withdrawn from the environmental review process. 6 tribes withdrew as cooperating agencies last week after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers informed them that the needed permits for the project will likely be issued soon. The project could be considered covered under President Donald Trump's declaration of a national energy emergency, which would allow the project to be expedited despite tribal opposition. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will receive nearly $22 million from Kroger for its role in the opioid crisis. The company and state came to a consent agreement last week, and payments are expected to be incoming later this year. So far, Wisconsin has received about $75 million in opioid settlement funds and is expected to receive over $780 million in total. As part of the agreement, Kroger will also be required to closely monitor its pharmacies and report suspicious activity with opioid prescriptions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers for this year's Wisconsin Frog and Toad Survey. According to a press release, the annual survey asks volunteers to document frog and toad breeding calls throughout the state over the spring and summer. The DNR is offering three volunteer options, the traditional survey requiring volunteers to drive a preset route for 3 nights and listen for calls, the mink frog survey covering northern Wisconsin, and the phenology survey requiring volunteers to monitor one wetland in the spring. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Nuggets tonight in Denver, but it will be without Damian Lillard, who after missing the last three games is out indefinitely. The Bucks say an MRI showed the 34-year-old's calf muscle injury is a result of a blood clot or deep vein thrombosis. He's now undergoing treatments with a blood thinner. That means more playing time for 22-year-old Ryan Rollins at point guard, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, obviously, no one's going to be Dame but Dame. He's done a great job of coming in, being himself, and finding a niche that, like Dame, you know, only he can do. He comes out there and he makes a difference in his way. He gets in guys, defends them full court, picks up 94 feet. Offensively, he's been great at running the offense and then getting to his stuff when he can. You know, he has a lot of stuff with him, and he's made a difference that way as well.
College basketball. The Badgers' new women's head basketball coach is Robin Pinchton. She comes to Madison after 15 years as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music streaming platform Napster has been sold for $207 million. The former popular music pirating platform was purchased by a biotech company called Infinite Reality. The company is hoping to grow the brand and give it more social media platform characteristics. Napster transformed from an illegal way to get music to a subscription-based legal platform. In a related story, did you have any idea Napster still existed in any form? Me either. If there's one thing missing on TV I think we can all agree on, it's more high-end art-based dramas. Adam Driver and Jessica Chastain will star in a new show on Apple TV from the creators of The Morning Show called The Dealer. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the show is described as a biting exploration of power, class, seduction, and culture set inside the world of the high-end art market. Finally, a show hardly anyone can relate to. Nepo baby Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again when it comes to being Gwyneth Paltrow. She recently made comments during an interview with Vanity Fair downplaying the role of intimacy coordinators on movie and TV sets. The incident happened while Gwynny P was shooting a film called Marty Supreme with Timothy Chalamet, who is 23 years younger than her. The two have several intimate scenes together. When the intimacy coordinator approached the actors and asked if they were comfortable, Paltrow responded by saying in her usual "I wish I was British or black" voice, "Girl, I'm from the era where you get naked, get in bed, and the camera's on." She continued saying she didn't even know that intimacy coordinators were a thing and added it stunts creativity when someone is telling her where to put her hands. Her comments were called irresponsible and disrespectful toward intimacy coordinators who are there to protect actors, actors who are oftentimes younger women. In Actors Fishing for Work news, Josh Hutcherson says he would love to do another Hunger Games movie. Crazy that an actor would want another huge paycheck, but whatever. Hutcherson played Peeta, Katniss's love interest, in the Hunger Games movies. The franchise put out a prequel, The Hunger Games, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and will follow the prequel with a sequel to the prequel, also based on Suzanne Collins' prequel book called Sunrise on the Reaping. Not sure if Hutcherson will cash another paycheck from the franchise if they keep making prequels. We talk about movie grosses at the box office frequently, but how about a big Broadway theater splash at the gate? George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck broke a record on Broadway by bringing in $3.3 million in 1 week. The show stars Clooney, who is making his Broadway debut and who also co-wrote the show. Pretty impressive, since the runners-up were Wicked and Othello, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high of 52 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 58. We're talking mid-60s on Friday with a chance of some rain and eventually some snow this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 29.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.